In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Why are you frightened? And why do you let doubts arise in your hearts? Could the same question be asked of us? The stories of Easter are so beautiful. Last week we heard the story of Jesus moving through locked walls and doors, not once but twice, to encounter his friends. We heard of Thomas's doubt and arguably our own. And Thomas undergoes a transformation, coming to see the world differently. His life has changed, and John implies that Thomas comes to have life and to have it abundantly. Or the Easter story that precedes the one that we've heard today, and the one that actually, if you heard the collect, it's kind of is implied in the collect, where two friends are walking on a road, a stranger joins them. And when they arrive at their destination, they invite their new friend in to share a meal. It's when they break bread together, their eyes are opened to see Jesus Christ in this stranger. They see Jesus where they don't expect to see him. And today that story continues, and the disciples are on a beach when they encounter what they believe to be a ghost. "Touch me and see me," Jesus says. It seems they have the same doubts as Thomas. And the physical touch begins to open their eyes to see their friend in this mystical encounter. The stories that we hear in these first few weeks of Easter are of physical encounters, of eyes being opened, of meeting the risen Christ. And yet we also hear in these stories, why are you frightened? Why do you let your doubts arise in your hearts? Interestingly, in the story that precedes this, we also hear where your heart's not burning with us while he was talking to us on the road. The story of Easter from Luke's point of view has an impact on our hearts. Or better yet, who we are and who we are to become. This means that Easter is not just about seeing Christ in each other or in the stranger, of that important task of finding the sacred in the other, which undoubtedly is important. But Easter is about our hearts being changed, a metaphysical change so that we too are different. I want to briefly look at the whole Easter story, but I want to do it on a smaller scale. So often we look at Easter from a cosmic place, what God does for all of humanity or all of creation by offering us salvation. We look at Christ as a cosmic solution. But let's look at the story a little closer from the place where those who are closest to him reside. On Thursday, Jesus is with a small gathering. We assume it's the 12 disciples. I suspect there are probably a few more in the story. He gathers at a table with friends. He washes the feet of friends. He washes the feet of the person who betrays him. He washes the feet of another person who denies him. These are intimate actions with close friends. On Friday, he is crucified. But the people we hear about the most, Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Salome, the disciples, Joseph of Arimathea, these people are not grieving the loss of a religious or social movement. They aren't upset because a new vision of Judaism has not proven to be true. I doubt that thought has even crossed their mind at this point. No, their hearts are broken because their friend has just died. It can be a rather small story of intimacy and friendship mixed with profound loss. They're grieving. And think of their reactions. Some go to mourn at the tomb. Others gather scared in a locked room. The group we hear about today are gathered on a beach. They're likely talking about what's happened. And yet they're also startled and terrified. I think sometimes it's easier to focus on the magnitude of the world that we've created and the structures that shape the world. I suspect that this fall weighs a little heavier than usual on most people's hearts, or the news last night of what looks like even more profound war breaking out in the Middle East. We live in a state of anxiety. And yet it's not just what is far away that's broken. Sometimes focusing on that too much fails to see what's close to us in our lives. When we examine what's closest to us, we still see loss, failed relationships with family, children, spouses, or friends. We experience death or loss or addiction or miscarriages of life and injustice, overwhelming anxiety and uncertainty. We don't have to look too far away to identify with those who are closest to Jesus, who want to lock themselves away with fear, or who find themselves with hearts that are troubled. And yet in the resurrection, in all cases, God meets the fear and the brokenness and the grief and terror. And through the resurrection, a physical change of heart takes place, turning hearts to what nature tells us should be despair or doubt or discord, and turns that heart into compassion and love and forgiveness and reconciliation. It's our belief in the resurrection that allows God to change us, to change our hearts, so that we are not overcome with hatred or injury or discord or doubt or despair or darkness from the crucifixions we experience in our own lives. The resurrection is the reminder that love and compassion have the final say. And Paul's word in Romans, to make us a new creation. I'd like to offer the prayer that's attributed to St. Francis, and it's not the first time I've mentioned it in a sermon, and I'm sure it won't be the last, is a vision for how we are to live this Easter life. And if you're one that wants to come back to this, it's on page 833 of your Book of Common Prayer. It's a prayer that, to me, embodies the Christian faith and the vision for how we are to live. And as I've prayed this prayer this week, what's captured me the most is for me to honestly live into this prayer. It requires my heart to be shaped. It requires transformation. It requires God. It requires faith that we too are witnesses to the resurrection. So I offer this as a vision of Easter. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. On this third Sunday in Easter, may we be witnesses to the resurrection too, living with transformed hearts. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Amen.